Umi. So we're looking at Chav Gimel on base. Last word on the line is Amar. The first, second, last word is Mi. Okay, the Mori's asking a question. Umi Amar Abaya. And did Abaya say, is Abaya the one who said that Rav Meir is Chayish Samisa? Right? Rav Meir Abaya by us is telling us the reason why you cannot use an animal as a daifin for a sukkah is because the animal might just die and kill over and your sukkah will come crashing down. And if Yehuda is allowing it because Loi Chayish, because he's not worried for death. Is that possible? Could Abaya be the one who understands Rav Meir and Yehuda's debate like that? But not, we have a Mishnah. Bas Yisrael, a daughter of Israel, Shanissas Lekayin, she married a Kayin, Baholach, and he went Bala, her husband, Lamdina Sayam, to the overseas. He got deported, yeah? Echeles Betruma, she eats Truma, Bechezkas, with the Chazaka, with the, I guess, assumption, but no more than assumption, right? With the presumption that Shehu Kayam, that he is alive. Okay, now, so again, guys, we had someone ask this question. Will you tell them? Yeah, or no?
Yeah, you do.
Maybe
you letter,
could. Okay, it's a Mishnah. Where's the Mishnah from? Mishnah's it's in Gittin. Okay, next. V'raminan Allah. And we contradicted it. We asked a contradiction from somewhere else. V'raminan, and we kind of contradicted Allah on it from a different Mishnah. Mishnah says as follows. Also, a Mishnah in Gittin and Nedarim. Hare ze gitech. The guy tells his wife, this is your get. Sha'akas, 1 moment, 1 hour, 1 second, depends, we didn't get it clear last time. Kaidim misasi, before my death. Okay? No, he's actually a very sweet fellow. He's a sweet fellow. So the truth is like this. This is why you can never judge people just like that. You have to give them a chance.
I was never worried.
Yeah, exactly. First of all, there's a whole show on bias in general. Don't get involved. It's not worth it. Yeah. The point is, it's always a mess. Everyone hates you at the end. Well, the point is like this. This guy has no kids. Okay, so if he dies, his wife will be stuck with Yibam. And if you think you don't like him, wait to see his brother. Okay, his brother is a creep. He lives somewhere, and who knows where he can ever find him. Until his lady gets chalitza, it's never going to happen. So he wants to save her from that. So the halacha is, if she's divorced before he dies, there's no Yibam. So he gives her a get. He wants to stay married to them. They like each other. So he figures he got a great idea. He'll give her a get, which is retroactively chal. When he dies, it takes back a second to go.
It nullifies her status.
Exactly. She becomes a grusha instead of an almana. Okay? Now, like this. Salacha as follows. Hareza gitech. This is your get. Sha'achas. 1 hour. Kodim misasi. Before my death. Alacha is asura. She's prohibited la'achal to eat betruma. To eat truma. Why? Why can't you eat truma?
Because they're divorced.
They're not divorced.
Get divorced.
When he dies.
Yeah. We're worried that he's gonna die.
He's not dead. Now. So what if he dies now?
She's eating now. No, right. An hour. You said an hour.
That's the problem.
So that was explain.
In the next hour, he will die.
So it means that right now they might be divorced. They're potentially divorced every second.
It's terrible.
It's a horrible situation, right?
But more importantly, we are afraid that he's gonna die.
Right.
Whereas
exactly.
Previously, we're not afraid that he was
gonna
die.
That's the steer. That's the Raminella. Okay, so everyone on board with the problem? Problem seems pretty serious. You're pretty much a head-on collision. Are we pessimistic or not pessimistic, right? How are we going to look at this thing? Okay. So, the Amar Abaya. Now, Abaya gave a famous answer, famous reconciliation for this supposed stira. What do you say? Anybody want to guess what Abaya said?
They do argue.
Okay.
They don't agree. Now, okay. One is afraid of...
And so, who are they?
Rav Meir is not afraid, and Rav Yehuda is afraid.
So that's the problem. He does say that, but in our Mishnah, what do we know so far about sukkah?
It's the opposite. I'm guessing. I don't know.
What happened to sukkah? Better not guess, because this is supposed to know. What happened?
Was it the opposite?
What is halacha about using an animal for sukkah? What's halacha? You can look. Open test. Open book.
Tied up peel is okay.
True. That's true. Safe bet. Look back at the brisa. What's halacha? Using an animal for sukkah. Who holds what? According to Abaya. I always say this is open Gemara test. This is seriously.
Yeah, sorry, what's your question again?
Who holds what?
Rav Meir holds it, perhaps he'll die.
And therefore he can't use it, right?
It's possible.
Yes. Possible. Who knows he could use it?
Yes.
So Meir's the one who seems to be, so to speak.
But here, Rav Meir is not concerned.
Let's see, our Abaya said to that famous steer in Tumas Nias, Loi Kasha, it's not difficult. Ha, Rabbi Meir. This is Rav Meir. Deloy that is not chayish concerned lemisa for death. Ha, Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda, the chayish lemisa.
Sounds like Abai, like me, has the names confused.
So I don't think that's going on, but...
Yeah, Abai got it wrong.
Well, Abai, if I can get it wrong, but the point is, he
said both statements.
He said both statements, right. Abai is a very, 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 very smart man, smarter than all of us. He said both statements, right? So he had a plan. Now, could we still messed up in saying over Abai's statement?
Okay.
Which could happen. But let's see. Now, let's finish this Gemara story, and then we'll get back. Gemara is not finished yet. Abai says like this. One Mishnah that says that she's allowed to eat is her mare. Why? Because he's loy chayish lemisa. The one that says she cannot eat, halay Rabbi Yehuda de chayish lemisa, he's concerned for death. Now, where did Abai pull this out from? Where did he pull out that a mayor is loy chayish lemisa and Rabbi Yehuda is chayish lemisa? So Gemara is going to tell you. So Abai said, the Tanya, Katon Nebraisa, okay?
Wait, did you finish the question on Abai already?
No, we're still quoting. No, we're still quoting. This is
still,
still
a
quote. Still a quote. But again, the question should be apparent by now. Right? Because Abai is seemingly saying that your mayor is the one who's a loy chayish lemisa.
It had nothing to do with the question on Abai. It just had to do with, it was a question on the Mishnah.
Well, it does have to, because Abai came there to reconcile that stira.
But the Minu is not on Abai.
No, it's not on Abai. Exactly.
It is
that's
on
true. It's not on Abai.
The question is on a biased view of a mayor.
Look at this. No, not yet. Your Minu was just that you have two Mishnahis, which are head to head.
And Abai answers them, and Abai his answer
that.
Is what the problem
answers
is.
The problem, exactly. Right? I mean, the fact that the Mishnahis just seem to say that one person is Chayesh Lemisa, one person is not Chayesh Lemisa.
And you steer into Abai's.
Abai, all right, yeah, that's the problem. We're getting to there. But now again, let's give Abai a chance, okay? So Abai there came out and said that, look, guys, calm down. There's two different Tanaim out there. One is Chayesh Lemisa and one is not Chayesh Lemisa. Now, where I get this from, said Abai? Right, everyone else could have said this also, but you don't just say it. You have to prove from somewhere else in Shas that Abai that or mayor and Yehuda are or not chayish remisa, right? So where did Abai get it from?
Right.
The Tanya, because it says in the Abai as follows, okay? Halekeach yayin, one who buys, who purchases wine, mibein hakusim, from amongst the kusim, okay? Now, the kusim are controversial fellows, long sad story. The point is, practically speaking, they're not Jewish for now, okay? Let's just keep it at that. They did a bad conversion, okay? It didn't work. But somehow at this point in time in the Mishnah, you're still allowed to buy wine from non-Jews. Taisus goes to old options, how it could be. But we know
is
nowadays
this long process?
One of the long Taisus in the first one. Okay. Obviously I'm happy to go through with somebody after if they want. But like this. The point is, okay, now just make sure no one comes out of here and walks to Binny's now and starts buying wine. You're not allowed to buy wine from non-Jews, okay? Because, again, if you have kosher wine that's closed, sold in Binny's, it's fine. But you can't just go buy non-Jewish wine assuming that all the ingredients are kosher, because there's a special decree made against wine from non-Jews, okay? And therefore it's possible. The point is, this point in time, the Mishnah, whatever the case were, it was kosher, okay? So he buys wine from the non-Jews, Mekuzim, and he says as follows. Oimer. Shnei Lugin, two Lugin, Shani Asid Lahafresh. I am in the future will be Mafresh. Separate. Hare Hain Truma. Okay? Could you get some bottle? Can I get the bottle of ice fountain? Who's that? It's yours?
I was
going to
hand
it's
you
yours? Okay, thank you. So, you're okay if I use it, right?
Yes.
Thank you.
In future, what?
Like this, I'll explain in a second. So like
separate?
So this is, let's just keep preparing. This is wine. Okay, the Goyim, they don't take off Trumas and Maisers. So it's kosher, but I need to take off Trumas and Maisers. So I just at the marketplace. I want to start drinking now. I know where to take off Truma, put it away, and give it to Kohen, keep it Torah. I don't have any plans right now. So what do I do? So there's a very, very cool thing. It's called Brera. You know what Brera is? Okay. It's like this. You have an issue. Until you take off Trumas and Maisers, you can't eat the thing. It's called Tevel. Unseparated, untithed, let's call it, wine or grain, whatever it may be, is Usser. It's Usser to eat. Usser drink. So you got to take out Truma, and take out Meiser, take out Trumas, Meisers, a whole list of stuff you got to take out.
Not Trumas, Meisers.
Like Texas.
Well, you don't have to leave me that. From the Meiser, yeah.
But it doesn't
federal, municipal, state.
Withhold the
true. Yeah, it ends up being, we got, how much you came out again? Total you lose is around 27%?
We count to yes, 27, 28.
So yeah,
kind.
It's not bad. It's not bad. I can write that. Yeah. Okay. So again,
I love 28.
That again, the reality cool. is the reality
oh,
is.
Oh, I'm saying.
Yeah, the reality is that's not true. The reality is this is just for like the Kohen and Levi. There is still going to be.
What else is there?
Still going to be the king's taxes. We can get that. Yeah.
I have the pants.
Cool. So, like this. Now you know where to put this stuff, right? You don't want to be mafreshin now, okay? You know you don't. So now what do you want to do? So can you say as follows? I am separating it now, but I'm leaving it in here. And when I get around to it, basically I get down to the bottom, the last 20%, I'll give it out and put it into Truma. Okay?
You're obviously not drinking from the top.
No, so that's the problem. So the problem is that when you drink from the top, right? So now you're not, how do you know which one's which?
No one wants the bottom of your own.
You're pouring into a cup. Yes, you're right. I'm sorry. Thank you. Yes. This is a bad example. Well, the point being, you're making, usually we make our fresha. So this is your grain. We take out a piece. So this is truma. This is meiser. All right, it's all clearly defined. Here, I'm going to keep eating all this stuff and put out completely indiscriminately. And whichever one ends up being the last one, that was the one I was separating the whole time. I knew you were the guy. I always wanted you to be the truma. Right? Now, 10 seconds ago, I was about to eat you. I put it down because someone called me and I took a different chip. But the point is, I never really mafresh you. Right? I'm saying I'm right now being mafresh, the one that ends up being last. Okay? This is called brera. This is not a very logical thing to do. Right? Now, it means, logically speaking, you didn't separate anything now. No, say I'm separating now. It's all separated now. It's just, it's only become clear which one I separated now when things kind of pan out. Everyone following me or no one following me? This applies to a lot of things. Okay, for example, a guy writes a get. He has two wives. Okay, so now he likes them both, but they don't get along. He wants to get rid of one of them. You can take it back. Okay, he wants to get rid of one of them. All right, so he does is he says, whichever one comes out of the door first, I'm writing the get for her.
I think you're not allowed to do that. Ever since that.
But marrying two women, yes. Yes.
Not you're allowed to.
I'm saying like whoever comes out now, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z.
Like in general, you can't just like randomly hate on people.
That's only a story though. It's not.
Well, that's with the with Yiftach, with his daughter coming out for.
Yeah.
Okay, that's different. That's called Maktish. It's something else. We're not being Maktish over here. One second.
You can say something like this to
her. One second. I'm just bringing a concept here. What you're doing is you're making a chalais. Something's happening here, which is undefined. It'll only become defined based on something later. Right? It'll happen later. So you want to say that later thing, which got defined, was what I already defined now. Meaning I'm going to let the events of later come and define my thing now. Okay? That's Breyer. We're not getting too into it now. Just that's the basic example. It comes up all over Shas. It's a complicated topic. But for now, it's all we need to know. Okay? So you guys do this. A guy who buys wine from amongst the Gentiles. From the Kusim. Okay? Special tribe. Omer says as follows. Shnei Lugin. The two Lugin. A Lugin is a measure of wine. Okay, that's enough for Truma. Okay, Truma is 150th, so he has 100 Lugin barrel. Takes out 2 Lugin, and he says, Omer, he says this, Shnei Lugin, the 2 Lugin, Sha'ani, that I Asid, in the future, I am going to Lahafrish, to separate. Harei, behold, they are Truma. Hain Truma. Asara, the 10 Lugin, which I will eventually separate, they're my Sarishan. They are Meiser Rishon. They are the first Meiser. Tisha, next 9, are Meiser Sheni. They're Meiser Sheni. Okay? I just never know how the rules, how you do take a Truma's Meisers. You're in Israel, you learn this, man. Basically, practically speaking, you have this. Take Truma's Meisers.
I'm not proficient. I don't do it every day.
Okay, just grab your sitter and come over. Put it in this. Okay?
Wait. What if you're not sure if you're leaving?
You're still here. Still take it off. Again, hopefully you'll buy stuff with a Hechsher and you'll be fine.
Yeah,
but okay. In theory, okay, what do you have to give?
My solution.
Okay, good.
My solution is given every 10%.
10%.
Regardless.
Okay.
It goes to the
Levi. What else do you have to give?
Truma.
What else you got to give?
Is that Truma's Meister? Is that Truma?
That's Levi, no?
My Levi has to give it, yeah. That's Levi's problem.
Truma's only year 1, 2, 4, and 5.
No, that's Meister Cheney.
Oh, he's on Maaser Sheni.
Shumi you give a year. Maaser you give a year.
Right.
Okay. Then you have Maaser Sheni. Second Maaser Sheni. Then Truest Maaser is also. So let's break it down. Okay. So first thing you do is you have to, okay, this is practically how we do it nowadays, and then there's what the actual have to do, has to be done. Reality, what you have to do is you have your pile of 100. Keep 100, keep it simple. You get 100 pieces of wheat, whatever it's any. Okay, corn's on the cob. Okay, so you gotta take off Truma. Truma is 150th. Keep it simple. How many are you taking out?
2%.
Two. How many take out two? Okay. Next.
That's for corn.
For the grain.
You said lead in
the shrimp. I apologize, I didn't mean to. Truma's for the grain. Take out two. Next. What are you gonna take out?
Mice.
Mice. Take out how many?
10.
I mean, after taking two or before?
After taking two. No, this is order. 10% of
98.
It's a 98. Take a 9.8. Take them out. Next. Take a Maaser Sheni. How much is that?
10%
of
remaining.
Okay, 88, right? So you take 8.8.
Right?
Yeah. Okay, take it out. Good. Done. So now, you're talking good to go. Okay? So then, that's the guy did. He took out his Truma, took his Maaser Rishon, took his Maaser Sheni, and he says, Omechal, and he is Mechal. It means he makes a Chulin. Right? He makes a chal.
And
Maaser
only in year.
Maaser only is Maaser Sheni. Just depends. He goes to different places. It goes either to Yerushalayim or goes to Ani. Yeah. That's always it is. Okay. V'shoyse miyad, and he drinks it right away. Okay. Divrei Rav Meir. That's the words of Rav Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Oisrin. They all aser.
What's Omer? Omer.
And he makes it like. So I think in this case, he makes a chal. So I apologize. My Rashi's mechal means that he, basically, Maaser Sheni, the way it works is you can redeem it out that coin. So if you wanted to drink it now, make it less simple, you just...
Not hegdish, right?
Right. So you just makes it, you mechal it onto a coin, you redeem it, you make it chulin onto something else. Okay, so you have everything set up in there, but you separate it and you mechal it onto a coin. Okay.
And the
shelter is to drink? Drinks, yeah. Miyad, immediately. Okay, who they're basically, and I'm assuming all answer. So why do they answer? So the Gemara here doesn't tell us, but the Gemara in the Mishnah in the Sefer says, and Rashi brings it down, they answer because of a very interesting reason. Because of Shema Yivaka Hanoid. Perhaps the Noid, which is the barrel, will bust. Okay? So what does that mean? You're saying, I'm going to drink this thing. Why? Because I already separated the Truma and Maaser and Maaser Sheni. How to do that? Eventually, I'm going to separate it, and that will show that was the one I originally separated. But if this thing cracks before you get a chance to do that, you never end up separating. So you're toast. So you're drinking this thing on the assumption that your barrel will be there, and you'll end up being separating. Right? So you're drinking this thing assuming you'll get around to separating it. Okay?
Yeah.
So, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon all say you can't do that. Why? Because you're scared perhaps the barrel will break.
Yeah.
Does that sound a lot like anything we've been talking about till now?
Yeah.
And Mary's saying, go ahead. You'll do it later. You can separate it now. So
it's like the hell is allowed to eat and the other one is like not allowed to eat.
Good. So who's who now? In this case.
Rabbi Meir.
It's like the case above.
So who's saying what? Let's line them up.
Rabbi Meir says, not going to die.
Mary's okay with it. He's not worried, right? If Yehuda's saying, you can't do this trick with the wine. Why? Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Eisrin.
The barrel will die.
Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Eisrin.
Or break, whatever you call
it. Okay? Yeah. So Rash says, why is it? Why the Eisrin? Because perhaps the barrel will break. Okay?
The barrel will die.
Yeah, that's kind of what I threw you off. I'm sorry. So, this is where Abaya derived. There, and Meir is not worried about that. And Rabbi Yehuda is. That's how you reconcile the two Mishnayos in regards to the woman eating Truma. But now we've come to the conclusion of our question. Abaya here, very well founded, derived at the Machlekes, Rav Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda, is whether or not you're scared for death. Rav Meir is searing.
Different situation. Not death. Breaking barrel is like running away animal. It's more similar.
Let's just finish up. So Rav Meir is allowing you to do this thing with the wine. And that's what he clearly holds. They were not afraid for death.
It doesn't exist.
And therefore,
it doesn't exist anymore. When it escapes, it still exists.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why that's the difference, no?
Yeah, I'm losing you. Sorry, apologize. Let me just finish my thought.
Finish your thought.
Finish your thought again. Abaya is saying that the one who holds that she could keep eating is Rav Meir, because he holds that we're not scared for the barrel breaking, whereas Rav Yehuda is the one who's saying she cannot eat because he's the one who's scared for barrel breaking, and that's the lineup, and that seems to go head on against what Abaya said by us, by Sukkah, that Rav Meir is not allowing you to use the animal as your wool because it might die. And Rav Yehuda is the one who is, yes, allowing you to use the animal because he's not scared of it dying. Okay? That's the kasha. Everyone with me?
And all three cases, we're comparing completely different things.
Oh,
meaning
okay, good.
People dying, barrels breaking, meaning it's like,
well, right. Animals dying, people dying, and barrels breaking. That's true. Three different things. But they're all similar.
And, they all have their own probabilities.
What the common theme among all of them? Is that
animals
no
dying,
longer,
people dying.
You no longer
no.
exist.
No, animals dying more than people dying.
Though, sorry,
I don't know why it sounds right, but it sounds right.
It has the same level of probability.
Okay, so that's
because
that
we eat animals. That's why it sounds right.
The probability of the
I have to think that they're all very low probability.
Animals dying. The cases of a by animal dying. Right. They say that's Misa. That's right. Mayor. Then the case of
husbands dying.
Of husbands dying. That's a by Misa lines up.
That's too much dying, right?
No, but those all line up.
Right.
Because Rameir holds that.
Well, one second, right? Mayor, you're giving again. There's our Mishnah.
Right.
Where by is coming and saying that there. Rameir is saying it's a problem because my animal might die. Whereas Rav Yehuda is a saying that we're not scared of animal dying.
Correct.
Then we have a steer and two mishnayos about husbands dying. Abaya reconciles them based on the opinions of Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda in regards to barrels breaking. Rav Yehuda there is worried for barrels breaking, and therefore he's going to want us to be worried about husbands dying as well. Whereas Rav Meir is the one who's not worried about barrels breaking, therefore he's not going to be worried about husbands dying as well.
So husband
that ends up being a stira with us.
The stira with our we're using the Mishnah on Chov Dalet as a raya for the other Mishnah.
Yes, exactly.
Are they going to end up explaining their reasoning for being concerned about something and not concerned about something?
Hopefully. A little bit.
That just has to do with their own. There's no right or wrong answer to that.
Right. Meaning,
one guy feels this is something common, and another guy feels it's not common.
Or not even that. Maybe the old part might probably agree in the probability, right? But then the question is, you know, I guess it's a question of what's scale.
The worst outcome?
Right. Meaning, like, and every time you make exer, right, you're saying there's a probability versus a liability, or the magnitude of the issue at hand, right? Meaning, if you hold that the issue at hand warrants even to be scared for a lower...
I mean, probability versus uncertainty.
Well, I mean, again, but you have to factor in the magnitude of the thing, right? Meaning, depending on the magnitude of the issue, you're more likely to be worried about lower probabilities, right? I mean, you buy insurance for hurricane insurance because your house is worth more than you have in assets, right? You borrowed money for it. So you're taking... Your deal with a very, very low probability because the magnitude is such you can't take that loss. Right, whereas when it comes to buying a car, and they give you a warranty there, then you debate it, right? Because the probability of it being a lemon and all that stuff versus the money, you know, at stake is much smaller, right? So it's always a question. Are you doing these kind of things? So there is that. Yeah, I do understand. It's a good question. It means what makes Chazal? Well, you have all the time. Bishami or Gezer, he still is not Gezer. What makes them decide to be Gezer or not? Right? There's a certain level of probability. Why does Bishami feel that he should be Gezer, but still hold not? It's your question. You have any thoughts on this? You're still upset about the comparison.
It's fine.
You're okay with it?
I will deal with it.
Okay, go on. All right, we are stopping now. We're done. This recording's over. And we will start again with Hashem tomorrow on Chav Dalet Amar Aleph. Bye-bye.